Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Melissa Melton's hosting it. I meant to get to all your calls. It's so much important information. Mike in Tennessee, listening on 1600 AM. We got a lot of affiliates in Tennessee. That's a great affiliate right there. Mike, go ahead and make your point, sir.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the incrementalism, and as Catherine was talking earlier about how they enact this stuff, and then they immediately come out with the follow-up, and, yeah, everybody needs to wake up. I mean, there was on the news the other night, they were showing car crashes in Germany, where in Germany, every car has a dashboard cam, so they can, in real time, see what's going on from the dashboard of your cars. They no longer need cameras over the interstates. Every car is a moving.
Oh, yeah. I saw Toyota like 6 years ago say in the future a camera will watch you and call the police if your kid isn't in a seatbelt, and the computer is smart and knows if they are. I mean, it's like 1984 times 10. And it's like, oh, what's the big deal? I mean, it's crazy. Just like I told people 15 years ago, OnStar listens to you. Later it came out. Well, I had an FBI source on that.
They did. And, you know, in San Antonio, we saw a vision of the future yesterday when we visited the vendor of this RFID tracking program, because they pulled up a screen for us. And on the screen, you could see the circles of the school. And then they could click on a circle and tell you how many people were in it. And then they could click and show you their picture, their school ID number, their grade, their name, all their personal information came up. And as we were driving, I stopped at a traffic light. I said, in the future, there's going to be a circle, and the police are going to be able to pull up a circle of the entire city and click that intersection and know everybody who's there. And the only thing missing to make that possible is for all of us to carry the device that links into the global brain, and then it's done. So I actually saw the future yesterday. It was
very. And again, they say, what's wrong with that? It's convenient. The global brain's run by the devil.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's like, hey, it's just a babysitter. It's a cannibal. You know, it's like, what's wrong with the babysitter? The guy next door neighbor's a cannibal. He's a convicted cannibal.
Not a good.
Just got out of jail for 40 years. It's like the guy running the machine is not nice.
Not a good babysitter. Exactly. And that's the whole thing. If we could actually trust government and we could trust our fellow human being to be perfect,
this stuff would be great.
Then it'd be great. You'd go, sure, that sounds like a perfect idea. But the reality, we have thousands.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let's keep mentally ill people from having guns. The problem is, you on record want all our guns.
Yeah.
Stop trying to sound reasonable.
Well, and how long before they say we're mentally ill? Because
they're already doing that. Let's jam in another one. Steve in Pennsylvania, listening via InfoWars audio streams. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good, buddy. Go ahead, Dr. Kevin.
All right. Hey, I've been trying for the past 2 weeks to call in, and I just keep getting hit with, you know, the busy signals and everything else. So I was able to get in. I've been in the military for 6 years. I'm currently a college student. I've been taking political science. I've been up in the ante on everything and anything, you know, that I read, that I hear. I've been doing a lot of research online with the whole, you know, Sandy Hook thing and the whole weapons confiscation that they want to push, that they're trying to push down in the Beltway. You know, I'm drawing my line in the sand. They ain't getting my guns.
I know that. So that's and do you have a question? Go ahead.
Yeah, with the 2 billion bullets, they're federal non-military agencies and organizations, right? They're getting the 2 billion bullets.
It's every federal agency that packs heat.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's non-military, yes.
All right. You know, with being in the military, you start to see a lot more of what's really going on. A lot of the kids in my political classes I've had in college, they didn't know a damn thing when you get down to it. I mean,
no, they're cool. Children. They're children. The public watches TV and knows how to act cool at a party. They don't know how the world works. I'm out of time, brother, and I'm sorry the other callers. Retransmission starts now. I wanted to hear about smart meters from Mark in Canada and others, but Catherine's got to go tape for the nightly news, because they take the interviews and do the news part live. So she's got to go, because her own show's coming up.
Brave New Books.
Absolutely, Brave New Books tonight.
7 p.m.
And her own.
Austin.
You bet. It's down on the Guadalupe. All our listeners know where that's at. And she's got to do her own show coming up now. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have a discount at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
America, Europe, and most of the world is being held captive by a private mafia cartel that has seized control of the world's financial systems and controls the planet, first through fractional reserve banking, and now through derivatives kiting that makes any other form of Ponzi scheme pale in significance. And that is the system that we are facing. That is the big enchilada. That is the key to the lock to free our society, is that we have private megacorporations. Only about six in most of the Fortune 500 are their interlocking subsidiaries. The few that aren't are being forced to sell out or being mopped up right now. It is a global corporate consolidation dictatorship into one huge combine. And its goal is to make us serfs and forcibly reduce population. And many say, well, go ahead and reduce population. There are too many people, because you live in an urban environment that distorts reality and makes you think that there's too many fish in the sea. But you could go 20 miles in the sea and not see a single fish till you come to a coral reef and see tens of thousands. It's the same thing with cities and megacities and megapolises. But I digress. These globalists have the symbol of energy, money, digital and physical, which has no real worth, but that we will work, fight, and die, kill, sell our bodies, sell our ideas, sell our children into slavery to survive, or, more importantly, in the modern age of mind control, to sit high on the pedestal in the parrot tree. That's all parrots care about, is sitting the highest in the tree in a sign of status. Like chimpanzees, the king chimpanzee, the leader of the troops, sitting high up on the hill, looking down on the others. The fake status, the primitive ambrosia or opiate of the animal class. Well, I have the body of an animal, but the mind that is the key to the universe, and so do you, ladies and gentlemen. So do you, and don't let them ever tell you you're crap. Don't let the globalists ever tell you you're worthless. They're trying to tell you that so you believe that, so you never develop, because they're threatened by you developing. They know the power of the individual because they've taken over. And they know their power. And they know you're even more powerful. All right, let me get into all the news here. We're being held hostage by this global mafia combine. They hold us hostage and say, give up all your rights or Al-Qaeda will kill you. They're doing that again. We're going to cover that in a moment. They hold us hostage and say, sign on to our 1.5 quadril. It's more like 2 quadril now. That number's about 2 years old out of the Washington Post. Our side of the debt, they tell us, that we don't owe, is the 644 trill. That's what they say Americans owe of that 1.5 quadril. And Dr. Tarpley, who's an economist, has broken that down as well. Let's get Tarpley back on about the economy and what's the meltdown in Europe. See if you can get him on tomorrow, or Adams is in on Friday or on the Sunday show. Thanks. But specifically, you got to tell him what he's on about, or he'll cover whatever he wants, which is fine. But I want to get into the meltdown in Europe, where he sees that going, where the current economic situation is, because he always wants to cover how we fix it. And I get his view on how we fix it. My point is they're not following that view. So he side issue, just make sure when you set him up he knows that. Or I guess he listens to the show sometimes, he tells me he does, so maybe he hears that. I'll just say, hey, Tarpley, come on about this, and then it's about that. So that's why he hadn't been on lately, just because it's always like a wild card, but I do enjoy having him on. The point is, there is 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion, more like the actual number I saw recently, it's gone up by another 400 or so, so 1.9 quadril. And the derivatives has increased since 2008. And they've got new global bubbles on real estate. But that's still only, what, here in the U.S., 50, 60, you know, billion dollars. And if you add it all up together, all the real estate that's got problems, $300-400 billion. How are we being signed on to trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions? It's an artificial wall of fraud they built up to then make us think we're signed on to it, this big giant ball and chain. And I guess if you look at all the real commitments we've been signed on to that are actually our debts, $16 trillion roughly, federal debt. If you add in, I guess, the commercial real estate and the rest of it, it's in the multi-trillions. But still, that could easily be bailed out and fixed. But we've been signed on to prop up the 1.5 quadrillion, 600 plus trillion of that, we're told, is our debt. And it's amazing. I mean, these numbers are even hard to grasp for myself. And they're holding us hostage with that, saying, you will do this or too big to fail, the whole economy goes down, as the economy goes down anyways. And as they use the bailout, $85 billion a month, 40 plus billion of that just to derivatives, and most of that's foreign derivatives. And if you're a new listener, you're like, well, where's the proof? Just type in $85 billion a month to foreign banks, half of it to derivatives only. This is what's going on. And now they're holding us hostage saying, we're going to release all these thousands of, many of them violent illegal aliens under sequestration because we don't have money to hold them. When I've seen articles in the Houston Chronicle where they released hundreds of thousands in a single year, over 200,000 illegal aliens, many of which were violent felons, aggravated felons, here in the United States, just in Texas alone, It's routine. The feds just release these people anyways and deport a paltry amount, basically a show, and raid a few meatpacking plants a year and have a big show that they're doing something. I mean, remember Homeland Security under Bush hired illegal aliens to build the wall, the show wall. So that's what's going on here. We're being held hostage. When we come back from break, I'm going to play Aaron Dykes' report that ties into Big Sis threatens terror attack over sequestration cuts. And she's saying, you don't cut our tens upon tens upon tens of billions. What's the total budget of Homeland Security? Something like $80 billion or something ridiculous? I mean, they're paying for helicopters that cost $400,000. And they say, oh, it's free federal money. The helicopters that the feds are paying for sheriff departments and police departments to get all over the country. Katie outside Houston got one last year and crashed it on the test flight. Yeah, there it is. Napolitano's speech to intimidate a mere $85 million budget cuts with the threat of new terror attacks. Yeah, she's trying to intimate that if you don't give her the extra $85 billion that the terrorists are going to get us any minute, and you've got the very terrorist working for NATO and the globalist and for the Secretary of State, now approved, Hagel, publicly, and it's hiding in plain view. Just like the troops, opium production went from 10% to 93%. Within just a few years of the liberation of Afghanistan. And then we talk about it, and it comes out, so they go, oh, yeah, on Fox News and CNN and ABC Nightly News. Yeah, we grow the opium and ship it into America and Europe, but if we catch you with it, you're going to jail. Next news story. And they did that because the troops were complaining and saying, we're being told to help grow the opium, and it's being trucked off to air bases, and this is incredible. I mean, if you get caught in your car with heroin, folks, you're going to be lucky if you get 5-6 years probation, even if it's a usable amount. I've looked at the different sentencing and what's been happening. Most of the time, you actually get a couple years in jail for being a user of a product the government grows and ships in. And you're like, well, that doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense. They put you in their private prisons that are guaranteed 90% occupancy under state laws, and they ship something in that's addictive, that funds them, that people then rob folks' houses and things to buy the overpriced product because they've made it illegal in a black market. And then when they catch you using it, they make you a slave, a nonviolent slave, in one of their factories for 25 cents an hour, competing with everybody else. And so it's the instinct to hold us hostage. Give up your rights or there'll be drugs on the street. They're shipping in. Give up your rights or Al-Qaeda will attack you that the globalists, the foreign banks that have hijacked us run. Give us total power or the economy will implode too big to fail. And now, give us unlimited spending increases and more taxes. And they're already talking about more taxes this year after that. See, because after they get you, the debt's doubled since Obama's been in. And it's going to double again, faster and faster, and it's going to be more tax, or we're going to take your 401k. Now, that's already started. They're going to take everything and always say, everything will collapse if we don't take your 401k. Everything will collapse if we don't raise your payroll tax. Everything will collapse if we don't double health care costs. Everything, while they're collapsing it, but collapsing it into their hands as a tool of making you poor. And now they're saying, we're going to release 10,000 illegal aliens. While, PrisonPlanet.com article, building new detention centers. And I've always told you, because this is in Rex 84, congressional hearings, 1986. They're online, the whole hearings with Oliver North, the rest of it. Miami Herald, you name it. Senator Inouye saying, we will not touch upon that matter at this time with Congressman Jack Brooks in a bipartisan committee hearings, the Iran-Contra hearings, that they were going to build FEMA centers to put citizens in and prime them with illegals and then later legalize the illegals, turn them all loose, actually make them soldiers. The biggest part of the military is now illegals that are legalized, and put Americans, black, white, Hispanic, who aren't basically communist, in them. And you're like, but Oliver North was anti-communist. You don't get this, folks. He was anti-Iran, too, wasn't he? Shipping weapons to the Ayatollahs. Folks, when you figure out the triple, double games, it's full-spectrum dominance. The bankers run all of it. All of it. All the big institutions. They're trying to mop up the middle-sized things and systems they don't control. That's why the battle is on. They meant to already have this whole thing taken over by now. They're behind. They can be defeated. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. We're going to air this key report on the other side.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Up at InfoWars.com. Big Sis threatens terror attack over sequestration cuts. This is an act of terrorism. They have the motive to stage terror or allow terror attacks so that we allow them to take over our society, just like Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag. Here's Aaron Dykes.
under sequestration, immigration, and customs enforcement, also part of DHS, will be forced to reduce detention and removal. Perhaps most critically, it would have serious consequences to the flow of trade and travel.
So the sequestration budget cuts are here, a measly $85 billion of automatic cuts because they couldn't agree on real budget cuts that will basically do nothing to the American budget. And yet, in the news, we have Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, openly making threats that if they dare touch her precious Homeland Security budget, there might be new terror attacks or there might be a new wave of immigrants illegally flooding across the border. Let's play a short clip of that right now.
Look, I don't think we can maintain the same level of security at all places around the country with sequester as without sequester. Threats from terrorism and the need to respond and recover from natural disasters do not diminish because of budget cuts.
Let's just call it for what it is. It's a veiled threat. It is terrorism, and we know who the real terrorists are. We've seen countless false flag events from 9/11 on down, from the phony underwear bomber scenario used to sell body scanners to the public, and of course, the setting up of Homeland Security itself to terrorize the people. We know what it is. The dictionary definition of terrorism is the systematic use of fear or terror as a means of coercion, and that's just what they're doing. And of course, Janet Napolitano says she's not trying to scare anyone. She just wants them to plan for what if there's not enough money for TSA to grow passengers, and what to do if there's longer lines and you have to wait to get on a plane, or if you're not able to make your flight.
Average wait times to clear customs will increase by as much as 50%, and at our busiest airports like Newark, JFK, LAX, and O'Hare, peak wait times, which can reach over 2 hours, could easily grow to 4 hours.
Homeland Security and other national security figures, Napolitano on down, don't want the public to even think that these national security apparatuses can be targeted by budget cuts. So that's why they want to reiterate the fear. They admittedly did it during the Bush administration using their color-coded fear chart. Every time Bush was down in the polls, or that he faced re-election, or that the public was beginning to doubt that the war on terror was real. Now we see it again, as we already have in the Obama administration. The fear-mongering over checks won't go out, people are going to starve, people are going to go hungry, and then here's Napolitano adding on to that, that the country will break down and passengers will have to wait in lines, and the TSA won't be able to do its job, and it's not our fault if there's more terror attacks. Well, we know who's clearly behind the staged phony terror in this country. We also know that Homeland Security and TSA have never caught a real terrorist, especially at airports, and that the only terrorists they have set up and charged are those led by admitted FBI sting operations. But Napolitano wants you to think that her precious Homeland Security budget is untouchable and that they have a right to occupy and control the direction of this country. Of course, Homeland Security's real money comes through black budgets and is used for continuity of government operations, setting up of FEMA camps, and a lot more. No one's even pretending to touch that money.
Under sequestration, immigration, and customs enforcement, I would not be able to maintain the 34,000 detention beds as required by Congress. It would also reduce our investigative activities and areas like human smuggling.
They want you to be afraid of a wave of illegal immigration, even though they're admittedly planning to give amnesty to more than 11 million immigrants and pretty much openly don't do anything to restrict the border. In fact, Department of Justice and others give weapons to the drug cartels, allow them to ship in their drugs, and then launder the money on Wall Street. They just want to, again, control and instill fear in the American public. They're not going to do anything to stop illegal immigration one way or another, and they're certainly not going to stop terrorism, which they could just use to further their own agenda. We see through you, Janet Napolitano. We know that your odor comes from a defensive mechanism like a skunk or like a stink beetle to keep people away from your little precious jewel agency of Homeland Security. So they'll think they can't cut your budget, and you'll just excrete this defensive odor upon the people. Well, stop it. You're repugnant. You're repugnant to the Constitution. Get away from our Bill of Rights. Stop using it as your toilet paper. Signing off for InfoWars.com, I'm Aaron Dykes.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Homeland Security. If you try to take our money that is rightfully ours, we will unleash a legion of terrorists on you. Because we need our money to put our hands down your pants and create terror alerts and do all kinds of things to take away your freedoms and to pay for targets that look like pregnant women and old men defending their homes. Those are the real terrorists.
We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora Telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. You know what? This is such good children's music. I think we should crank it up. Trance. The time has now come to break your conditioning. Crank it back up. I can't help it. This part's coming up right here. Good stuff right there. Come on, baby. Gotta play with me.
Come on, baby. Gotta play with me.
Well, I'm
your love wire.
President Jimmy Carter says. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. And I actually got about 7 hours sleep last night, so I am feeling really good right now. I want to take your phone calls ahead of Catherine Albrecht joining us. It's supposed to be in studio in about 30 minutes. Is she here? Is she arrived? I look forward to having her here when she gets here. And at the same time, we will give the phone number out right now to get your take on all the news that's taking place, specifically holding us hostage. Give us more money or terrorists will attack. Give us more money to foreign banks or we'll implode the economy. Give us more money. Don't cut one nickel out of any of the federal budget that actually gets bigger by hundreds of billions of dollars a year, or the terrorists will literally murder everybody. Give us more money or we have to give $85 billion to foreign banks. I mean, it's a joke how obvious and transparent all of this is. And I just want to be clear. Will you guys cue up that Boehner clip, slams move to release detained immigrants. We're going to play that in a moment. And again, sounds like good rhetoric out of him. Because, look, Mexico is a failed state, upwards of 60,000 dead the last 5 years. Last time I checked, it was 59,000. Dead bodies found everywhere, heads chopped off, total tyranny, one of the most corrupt governments on earth, probably after ours. Our government's just better at hiding it, not for long. And, there it's just so lawless that they're just destroying everything. And that's what corruption will do. It'll grow and grow and grow and grow until, like locusts, the corrupt just can't control each other anymore, and they destroy all the mechanisms that produce the wealth. It's kind of like a goose that lays the golden eggs. A smart criminal government wants a big, fat, healthy goose because it's getting the eggs anyways. That's a boss hog type thing. No, that's not what's going on here. I don't like boss hog either because boss hog isn't going to want me, you know, to be free. But still, boss hog, if you give him, give him his money, he'll usually leave you alone. These guys don't want you making money. They want to be the only ones running the factories, running the systems. And why should they then have to produce for you? They have the instinct of dominators, the instinct of debilitators, the instinct of people that want blight and things rotting. And they destroy art, literature, culture. They destroy the family. They destroy everything that is of the greater angels in men. And they lower everything down. Ceausescu, we got a report coming up on this. In fact, I'm going to get to this report. Get the report ready. I've got to cover this. I said I'd take calls, but not yet. Get the report ready, the quick comment by Boehner. And then I want to play the clip, the special report, that David Knight just did up at one of the big gun rallies in Texas, in Dallas, with a famous survivor of Ceausescu, who then came to the U.S., became a lawyer, and battled him in the international courts before he ended up being overthrown by his own people. And they were a prosperous country, but it took the communists about a decade to really take over and really wreck things. And by the end, he had them trained to only have about 2 hours of power a day nationwide. And he had his own pleasure city that had, you know, power all the time. And his own giant golf courses, bowling alleys, everything. And they do it as a tool of total control. You understand? People are like, how could Obama raise taxes on poor people? That's so cold-blooded. Well, that's the plan. So let's go ahead and play Boehner. Here's Boehner.
The agency that enforces immigration laws in this country confirmed today that it is, at this moment, releasing hundreds of illegal immigrants from U.S. detention centers because it says with the sequestration they can't afford to keep them. Is this what you intended?
This is very hard for me to believe, that they can't find cuts elsewhere in their agency. I frankly think this is outrageous. And I'm looking for more facts, but I can't believe that they can't find the kind of savings they need out of that department, short of letting criminals go free.
All right, in the Bush plan that Senator Sessions exposed, remember they were supposed to, 6 years ago, have a secret vote on immigration reform because the last three had failed, but Sessions said, I'm not following unconstitutional Senate rules, and released it. They were going to have felon illegal aliens not be deported when they serve their term and to sign a pledge not to commit more felonies. Look it up. Aggravated felonies. You know what an aggravated felony is? Home invasion, rape, carjacking. And remember the railway killer who killed dozens of people and they just kept releasing him? Again, they also mainly feed on the immigrant community. The giant criminal hordes that have fled Mexico and come up here are above the stinking law. And have taken over organized crime in the Southwest and are now intimidating the police and buying them off. We're going to fall just like Mexico. I'm telling you, this is how Rome fell. And I'm not even for this Roman Empire. But let me tell you, falling into the barbarians will, and that's what this is. Third world countries are in a barbarian state. And civilization could easily collapse in this country. It did in Russia for a while. And it's still pretty bad. I mean, this is out of control what the corrupt are doing. They're destroying everything because they have an instinct against the good producers. They have an instinct of hating the regular hardworking person. They hate you. They hate Christians. We're going to play a clip right now. David Knight and David Ortiz went up and did a great report in Dallas on the big National Day of Resistance this Saturday. And there's two reports. Here's David Knight's part of the report. We'll get to David's in the third hour if we have time. It's all up at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a subscriber, what are you waiting for, folks? We are the tip of the spear. We need your support now more than ever. And I want to thank all you that have supported us. Let's start getting to his report. Here it is.
Well, the keynote speaker was a lady who had lived under Romanian dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. And like so many people that we've talked to before, she has an important story with warnings to tell us about how it got to that position, what it was like to live there. And like so many of the other people, her warning is that we're headed in that direction with many parallels. Here's what she had to say.
More than 20 years ago, I was exiled from communist Romania to America, the greatest country in the world. Came to America as a political refugee from communist Romania. I had with me two daughters and I was pregnant with my son. I had no money and I did not know one word in English. After mastering English, I was admitted and in 3 years I graduated from SMU Law School with two degrees, Juris Doctor and Master of Laws. After that, I established my own law firm. Meanwhile, I raised three children as a single mom. I am the American dream, but I should be dead, buried somewhere in an unmarked grave in Romania, according to the dictator Nicolae Ceausescu. The only thing that makes my journey possible, fighting and winning against communists in Romania, is my decision to trust God to help me fight for freedom. If we lose freedom in America, there is no place to escape to. The socialist system is governed by the big government who owns all the means of production, distribution, and determines the good for its people. The socialist system replaces the free market with government control and eradicates private property, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, religious rights, and self-determination as a nation. in the name of promoting fair share, justice, and equality, the socialism turns most of its people into equally poor people. Equality means bringing the country's standard of living to the lowest level possible. Soon after Ceausescu was elected president, he governed Romania with an iron fist, as a despot and as a tyrant. According to him, we the people of Romania was his subjects, owned by him, and he wanted to make all the decisions for us. He nationalized big area of our economy. He eliminated the free market economy of Romania and replaced it with his dictatorial communist control. As businesses had to abide the government's new requests, rules, regulations, they started to produce low quality products that we, the customers, were forced to buy at the price established by the government. He ruined our economy.
Well, I was curious when she talked in her speech about Ceausescu taking away the free market and other freedoms, because I was under the impression that everything just came down like a hammer when the first communist dictators came in. But like Bert from Poland, who, if you remember an interview we had with him a few weeks ago, things didn't happen all at once, just like things are not happening all at once here in America. Now, Bert had told us that in Poland, it took several decades for the communist system to completely suppress and kill all the free market and private businesses that were there. And, of course, once those were gone, things got really bad. But here's how Mrs. Prodan described the Romanian takeover.
Of socialist and communist leader, but he was the worst one. He was the one, the only one who declared himself God, and he was the one who fought against Christians and churches, demolishing churches and putting Christians in jail. He made the social secret police, Securitate, as his personal special forces, and he developed the informants. He was worse than Stalin, worse than Hitler. He killed many people. I am a miracle that I am alive. I believe the reason is that God protected me, and because in Romania, being a woman means nothing. And he was shocked and surprised that I took him to court and I won cases, and I exposed him for to Voice of America, Free Europe.
There's some interesting parallels between this dictator who thought of himself as God and American leaders who think they should control every aspect of our life. Here's what Virginia had to say about that.
He changed our healthcare system for worse into a national healthcare system. Patient-doctor relationship vanished. Patients and doctors lost their freedom. Hospitals were administrated and medication were rationalized by government to patients. Before socialists came to Romania in power, Romania was a rich country with a free market economy, a good health care and good school system. Bucharest, the capital of Romania, was called Little Paris. But with socialist and Ceausescu's strict control system, very soon Romania experienced a drastic shortage of food, fuel, energy, medicine, and all the other necessities.
Well, it wasn't just a complete takeover of health care. Ceausescu also went after the guns.
Using altruistic purposes, too many kids killed or hurt by guns. The socialist government immediately established gun control in Romania. It created a police system, Securitate, to control and silence everyone, including the media. The Securitate was the dictator's elite special forces, his loyalist and a very privileged group of people. The dictator's ears and eyes, they were powerful and above the law. The secret police also recruited civilian informants. The youngest informant was 8 years old.
Notice how the monopoly in force went hand in hand with the surveillance state.
I was an attorney in Romania, and I am an attorney in America. Like you, I was born with a hunger for truth and freedom. But I was born in communist Romania, a land of lies and a prison land. Not one with real stone walls, steel bars, and watchtower, but a prison land nevertheless. The stone walls were the cruel and harsh life and treatment from the government. The bars were lies, and the watchtowers were the suspicions, anxiety, secrets, and fears. They were everywhere in Ceaușescu's Romania.
Living in that prison planet surveillance state, I asked Ms. Prodan what she thought of the watchtowers. And think about, as she describes it, think about the parallels between our current surveillance state.
He had, like I said, secret police everywhere. I had microphones in my house, in my office. I had secret police in outside of my home 24 hours a day. They had informants, everything. He was able to listen. So we all live in a constant state of anxiety and mistrust, where one could be denounced for anti-government statement by anyone, a neighbor, a classmate, even a family member. For many people, the only way to avoid dictator's punishment, usually jail or death, was to remain silent, to blend in.
And when she talked about taking Ceaușescu to court, I was curious if they had laws there that protected any individual rights. On what basis did she win? Now, there's been a Second Amendment speech of a fellow who was at Tiananmen Square and in Massachusetts. And he talked about the fact that in China, they had laws that protected most of the individual rights that are enshrined in the Bill of Rights in America, of course, with the exception of the Second Amendment. But, of course, they didn't pay any attention to them. And a similar thing happened in Romania, but listen to how she described it.
Not sure if we have everything like in America, but I'll give you an example. We have laws in Romania that will protect churches and Christians, but during the interrogation, the laws that I used them against the government, and you hear me saying that I won all of the cases, and the reason is because I used those cases that nobody else in Romania wanted to use or dared to use, and in the interrogation by secret police, those secret police told me that those laws were in Romania, in the books, so Romania can have or maintain the most favored national status with the United States, not for me to use against them. I was very determined to use, and I told them they're going to law school, nobody told me that, and I really believe in those laws, and I'm going to use them, and
So the laws there were just window dressing. Nobody really paid any attention to it. Isn't it very much like what we have with the TSA and with the Department of Homeland Security and with the NDAA? So many places where we have the laws in place, we have very clear constitutional protections of our rights, and the government just chooses to ignore it. But with all this surveillance, Virginia Prodan was not stopped. Listen to what carried her on.
When you stand up and fight for something, it is surprising. It might be surprising for others to hear, but others will follow you. Or if they don't follow you, at least they will support you. So don't think that you are by yourself, because we are never by ourselves. I can tell you stories of unsung heroes in Romania who helped me from Romania and also America. Like I said in my speech, fear and faith are contagious. You have to make sure that you don't spread fear around you. Fight with your own fear inside of you. Win, because God is with us and He can eliminate that fear and give us faith and courage. Spread courage around you, and you will be surprised how many people will be encouraged, and you will contaminate them. And one person can change a town, a city, a state, and then United States.
Well, I love what she said. Faith and fear are both contagious. And so it's kind of up to you, isn't it? Are you going to spread faith or are you going to spread fear? Are you going to encourage those around you or are you going to be the weak spot that makes everybody else weaker? Well, every day is a day of resistance here at InfoWars, and I hope you will join us in that resistance. I hope you will support our sponsors. And if you're watching on YouTube, I hope that you'll support Prison Planet TV. Buy a subscription there. You can give that out to 10 other people who can be watching it simultaneously. You can actually give it to more people because it's very unlikely 10 people will be watching it at any given time. You also have full access to all the documentaries that Alex Jones has produced. So please consider becoming a Prison Planet subscriber. That's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern with the Nightly News.
All right. And again, my plan with the Nightly News is to take all these great pieces they put together and air them here. And the crew did a great job. The big camera they took up there unexplainably broke or malfunctioned in the middle of the speech. They went with handheld, the little camera, and still got it all done. But unusual quality in the info. Sorry about some of the quality on the video, but the guys, it doesn't matter, got the job done. So great job to David Knight and David Ortiz. Now, expanding on that, that's the key I've always explained to you. That woman is famous, what she did in Romania, what she did once she got out, exposing it, what she did. And you could see the light of liberty in her eyes. She's stronger. She's more beautiful of soul, of spirit, of everything because she went through the fire. People get scared of the tyranny. They hear when I talk about the problems and it scares them. My mission is not to scare you. My mission is to say, hey, we're in trouble. Become a leader. Stand up. Others will stand with you. Others will follow. And what she talks about is so key. Anytime I've had little inklings of fear or the system's trying to scare me, immediately I can feel God there with me. And I know I'm doing the right thing. If you don't believe in God, justice, whatever you want to call it, doing the right thing, my programming. And it's like, I have faith. I'm going to stand against this. And the doors just open. The enemy is absolutely scared of people that love liberty. That's why they wear the black uniforms and the helicopters and the checkpoints and the secret agents on TV and the torture. And oh, the sexy women torturing the people in Zero Dark 30 and how they're the good guys and how they're doing all that because it's an illusion they themselves have bought into. Most of them don't even know they're tyrants. Only the more high-level spy masters and global controllers know that. And, you know, my dad, through the church we went to in Dallas, helped with missions to Germany to get people out of East Germany. I've never really talked about that. And we helped people that got out of Germany and East Germany and things like that that came to the U.S. I'm not going to go into the whole story. But the point is that the government obviously knows that, is that this is a real fight, ladies and gentlemen. And communism is the eugenicist, globalist science of tyranny. And they call themselves liberal. They're not real liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. And it's so important to realize these people are not liberals. And the Republicans at the highest levels are their partners in this takeover. But she talks about just trusting God and then all the things she was able to do. And that as soon as she stood up, she had power. And Ceausescu, of course, was killed by the people finally when the police and military woke up. And the Ceausescu model is something that we can see happen in this country. The problem is there's not just one dictator. It's a collection of corrupt system. So we have to assassinate the character of the corrupt system and the imposter system that's overtaken our republic and re-upload the republic. The republic born again hard. Come in, join the team, come in for the big win. All right, hour number two.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.